Leslie's on the line from Los Osos, California. Hello, Leslie.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm much better now that I'm getting to talk to you.
Well, I hope I can help. What's the matter?
I do, too. I have some 35-millimeter slides that I shot back in the 70s. And they're sitting in a box in our garage. And we don't even have a slide projector. And I would like to be able to convert those and other photographs also that we have, and maybe some negatives, 35-millimeter negatives, to digital.
Yeah.
So I can share them with my family, and so I can look at them myself. And so far, I have been considering the Epson V, as in Victory, 600 photo scanner, or the Canon CanoScan 9000F, as in Frank. And I'm just not sure which direction to go. I'm not real techie.
I'm going to suggest a third direction. So so this is a great project. Everybody should do this because the photos wear out. They crinkle. They get crumpled and old. The slides, mm-hmm. Who's going to have a – you don't even have a carousel anymore. I used to – I had a bunch of carousels. My mom had stored them in the attic of pictures from my childhood. We'd taken over the years. My dad and mom both loved using slide film. So thousands mm-hmm. of slides.
Yeah.
Now, I did look at doing what you're doing. You can. There's lots of ways you can get them into your computer yourself. They're all slow. So if you think about it, you get this Epson Perfection scanner, which is a great scanner. It has a holder for slides. It has a holder for stills. Scanning slides and stills is a different process. I should explain. Scanning a still is just like scanning a piece of paper. You have a camera, and you bounce light off of the piece of paper, and you have a camera that goes below it and just takes a picture of it and then assembles it.
Okay.
But slide scanning is different because you bounce a light off of a slide. You're not going to get anything. What you need to do is shine the light through the slide. So you'll have to get a scanner that can handle slides and negatives. That means it has light in both the bottom and the top, or it has some mechanism for getting light to go from the top down into the camera.
Uh-huh.
But Epson makes those. Canon makes those. A lot of companies make them. That's what the CanoScan does. But it's slow. So you put in a picture. Have you ever used your scanner or any scanners? You put in a picture.
Yes,
you press the button. It goes. And then you have the picture. Then you open the lid, you take out the slide, you put in another slide, it goes, and for the rest of your life.
No, I understand. I used to operate a scanner.
Oh, well, you know.
Color, even worse. Yeah, it was crazy.
You know. And these are faster and faster, and there are companies coming out with newer slide scanners that will be faster, but still, because it has to scan it. That's just the way it is. So what I did, my sister went to my mom's, got up in the attic, took the carousel down, and she took it to a service bureau that does this. And they do something else that you may or may not want to do, because after, then you open it in Photoshop and clean it up and balance the colors, because the colors are going to fade. If it's ektachrome, it's going to be blue.
Yeah.
And so then they process it. And what we got was a CD, which my sister sent to all of us, and then I put them online. And we now have forever every one of those pictures, and they look better than they ever looked when we had the slideshows with the projector. I mean, it's just great.
Expensive, do you think?
It's not less expensive. It's more expensive. But the question is, how much is your time worth?
Okay.
So,
I find one of those
in
my area.
Unfortunately, the one we used in Rhode Island is no longer in business.
The truth is,
most of these places now, because it's so labor intensive, they send your pictures overseas. They send it to the Philippines or China, where they can get low wage workers to sit there, because it still is. I mean, you still have to do that. So they pay somebody. But you're getting the cost down to between 20 and 30 cents an image. So the first thing you're going to want to do is prune. If you do this by hand.
I don't have a viewer.
Well, you can hold them up to the light. I would really kind of do a rough prune. Get the stuff that's out of focus. there might be 10 pictures of Uncle Joe and you never even really liked him. Get the stuff out of there, that prune it as best you can. Now, my mom has another set of pictures. She said, oh, by the way, now that works so well, I got another 1,000 pictures. So I am going to use a service called Scan Cafe. There are a lot of these still around. Scan Cafe does a very good job, and they do it as cheaply as you can. You can actually send you like what looks like a shoebox, and they say everything you can get into here will scan for a flat fee. It ends up about 20 cents, as low as they say 22 cents per scan. They do a great job. You can pay for U.S. scanning, but it's going to cost you more. Safe. There is perhaps a slight risk. They don't, when you get the kit, they ship it by the Postal Service. But I think tellingly, when you ship it back to them, they use, I think UPS or FedEx, they use a more reliable service for the actual pictures to be shipped. And I think this is going to work fine. Believe me, at 22 cents a shot, you're worth more than 22 cents a minute.
Okay.
Well, it's a minute. Yeah, Think about it. It's probably a minute a picture, right? Let's say it's only 30 seconds. Then you're 44. You're getting 44 cents a minute.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think your time's worth more than that, but it's up to you. Both those scanners you mentioned are great. The Epson has a slide holder that will do 4 or 5 at the same time. That speeds it up a little bit, but there's still the process of going through them, fixing them up, cleaning them up. A good service is going to do a better job.
Okay.
There's another way you can do it, and that is, and it's faster, is with a camera. And we talked about this earlier. Remember the caller who wanted to get documents into her smartphone?
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, if you have, you'd kind of need a kit. You set up an easel. You set up a tripod. You have a decent camera. By the way, it doesn't have to be a very, very fancy camera, because most of these modern cameras are at least as good as any scanner out there. Anything with, 8 megapixels, 10 megapixels, 12 is going to be fine. And you're going to take a picture. Now, on the slide, you're going to have to get a special stand that'll shine the light through it. But they sell these. You can find them on eBay. You can find them on Amazon. Kits for doing. Now, that's a little faster because you put the slide in, you press the shutter, click. You take the slide out, you put the next one in, click. That you can do a lot faster than scanning. And if you get the right setup, it's the same. It's going to be as good quality. You're still going to want to open it up in Photoshop or something and get the dust particles. You probably clean it before you do. Slides get dusty. You want to kind of carefully clean them off before you do that. Mm-hmm. But you can do pretty well with a still camera. That's the fastest way to do it.
Okay.
So those are your choices. You can get those two scanners, and if you're retired, this is a great hobby.
Yeah.
You can watch reruns of Oprah while you're doing it, or I like to watch a CSI and then just scan.
I'll just package them up and.
I think you're right.
And send them to you.
Send them to me. I'll do them, or Scan Cafe. Scan Cafe.
That's the best idea yet.
Yeah, you've done this, so you know how long this takes.
I'll put them in an orange box.
No, I don't want your pictures. Anyway, great to talk to you. There's your choices. You have to decide how much your time is worth, Leslie. Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy.